This is Wade Brathier with the Chief Organizer's Report. Protest disrupt. No duh. If I had $1,000 for every time someone well-meaning or evil-intentioned said to me that I could agree with ACORN, but I just can't agree with your tactics, then we would have enough money in the bank to organize for years. For all those making such gratuitous and self-serving comments, the irony is lost that without the tactics we use, they would not even be acknowledging our demands. In the basic physics of political protest, it's only the actions that provoke reactions. As the saying goes, the winners write the history. And we might add that in the case of social movements, the losers dilute the history of their loss so that they can deny their defeat. Men never demeaned women. Whites never hated blacks and natives. On and on, a version of a history is rewritten as if it was just one huge misunderstanding rather than a saga of struggle. A story in the New York Times headlined, "Why Protest Movements Are Civil Only in Retrospect," seems like a script for Captain Obvious, but in fact it's probably a good reminder for all that the transition to change will be at the top of our lungs and with rough edges dragging everywhere on the way. Statues will fall, there will be arrests, rage is pent up, and will explode in various directions. The report reminds that public opinion has a poor track record of predicting what will be effective. A Gallup poll in 1961 found that 57% of Americans thought sit-ins and the Freedom Rides hurt the chances of integration in the South. And after the 1963 March on Washington, where Dr. King delivered his I Have a Dream speech, Gallup found that 74% of Americans believe mass demonstrations harmed the cause. Let's tell the truth. People hated Martin Luther King, Cesar Chavez, Malcolm X, Nelson Mandela, Gandhi, and an endless list of others, local, national, and global. Some people hated them and what they stood for enough to kill them. Baton Rouge native Rap Brown famously noted that violence is as American as apple pie. There are still no statues to organizers or protesters against the war in Vietnam, even if there are still hundreds of monuments around the South to Confederate bannermen of the Civil War. For every Samuel Gompers Park in Chicago, there are hundreds of statues, museums, and libraries commemorating business titans and the rich. In forcing change, there are a few patty cake tactical options. The Times quotes Richard Pierce, a Notre Dame historian, who started a non-confrontational civil rights movement in Indianapolis and found that it was no more successful than the confrontational movements in other cities. They never marched, they never protest out loud, they negotiated, they used meetings, they were still held back. In fact, confrontation and direct action works, as University of Pennsylvania professor Daniel Gillian has found. Daniel Gillian ranks the intensity of protest by giving 1 point for each of 9 characteristics: more than 100 participants, duration longer than a day, backing from a political organization, participants carrying weapons, a police response, arrest, and regardless of which side causes them, property damage, injuries, or deaths. He has found that the intensity of protest in a congressional district affects the voting record of the district representative, and that intense protests are associated with higher voter turnout among people who are ideologically aligned with the protesters. Here's the message. Sorry about that. Change is hard. It's messy. Get over it. Never forget that the famous Frederick Douglass quote is longer than the simple slogan most remember. His full sentence was, "Power concedes nothing without struggle, and once the vigilance of struggle subsides, we'll seek to reimpose the comforts it once enjoyed." The kumbaya of revision and co-optation later can't alter the reality of disruption inherent in the hard fights that win the change. This process is difficult and, as Douglass counsels, endless. This is Wade Brathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.